Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time to get in the huddle with Carl Dukes, Brian Baldinger, and Jason Lacanfora.
Let's go to the New York Jets. Obviously, people watch Hard Knocks, or, you know, it's out there on HBO to watch. I've actually been up to the Jets three times. So, a couple things. One, Aaron Rodgers has been all of that. I mean, literally, whether Hard Knocks captures it, and those cameras are everywhere up there. But Aaron Rodgers is all over this team. I mean, whether he's telling Quinnen Williams about something from the defensive tackle position or C.J. Mosley or Sauce Gardner, I mean, sharing his wisdom with everybody on this team. All right? I think he's got two young players that, in typical Aaron Rodgers, over the course of his career, whether it was Alan Lazard, who was a free agent cut by Jacksonville and practice squad guy, worked his way up to, you know, having a great season a year ago now with Jet, but he just has Jason Brownlee and Xavier Gibson are two young players undrafted that just watch them, just watch how they do number 16, number 82. Just watch them through Hard Knocks in the preseason. See if they don't stick. He likes them. Okay. They both have a skill set. Brownlee's just not that fast, at least on the 40 time, but you know, 40-inch vertical, 6'2", tough as it can be, last one to leave the field every day. Like, you like that. So that's the receiving core. They've got a real problem, I believe, at offensive line, and that's not good for Aaron Rodgers. We got to see. Like, Mekhi Becton, we got to see what he is. Like, that right knee, like, it doesn't feel good to him, doesn't feel right. Okay, he's got to get through this. Might not ever feel better. They've got to figure that out. He's got to figure that out. He's an important piece if he can play and if he can stay healthy. We have not seen Dwayne Brown. They're counting an awful lot on him at age 39. Played all year with basically a one shoulder. Had to get surgery. So he's recovering. They say he's going to be ready to go, and I'm sure he is. He's been a pro's pro, no doubt. But you're relying on a 39-year-old to maybe protect the blind side of Aaron Rodgers. You see what happened when David Bakhtiari went down a couple of years in a row. The guys that they had over there, Yosh Nijman and Green Bay, trying to protect Aaron Rodgers, wasn't always pretty. You know, they got Max Mitchell. They got a rookie in Carter Warren. I mean, they've got guys. I don't know how elite they are, but it's a real question mark. It was a question mark when they scrimmaged Carolina this week. I think it's going to remain a question mark. But and the other thing is, one day I was up there, and Garrett Wilson sprained an ankle. I mean, he's fine. He'll play probably the second preseason game. He's fine. But without him out there, it doesn't look like an elite receiving core. And that's not to knock Corey Davis or Randall Cobb or Alan Lazard. But with Garrett Wilson, it looks like a really good receiving core. And sometimes you take a star out of a group, position group, they get pretty pedestrian pretty quickly. Like, Garrett Wilson is going to be a star, is a star. Like, he is an elite player already. And not just because they gave him the title Offensive Rookie of the Year. I mean, he practices, he plays, like, he sees the game the right way to be a star wide receiver. Without him on the field for at least 10 days, like, they didn't look like that. Defensively, Sauce is the real deal. Like, he's just fun. He's fun. He picked off Aaron Rodgers. I saw him last Sunday morning, and practice ended on a Sauce Gardner interception in the end zone and a run back of 104 yards for a touchdown. I don't think Aaron Rodgers saw him. I mean, he just picked him clean. And so I talked to Sauce after it, and he told me what he did on the play, and I think he just did that. He picked him. Like, he's really something else. And DJ Reed on the other side, they're good. They're good up front. We'll see what they're like at safety. It looks like it's a question mark to me what they get out of the safety position.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.